Yeah, thanks, Paul. Welcome back to our coverage. We're sitting outside Rathmullen here. There's a titanic tussle going on in this Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally at the head of the field in front of huge crowds here out in Knockalla and in the Drumhalla stage in bone-dry conditions as well. And the story of Knockalla 2, 12.9 kilometres up the hill and over the classic. Chris Meek as fastest once again. Earlier today in the opening stage, he'd done a 6:42.8 and he went some 7.7 seconds quicker the second time around, 6:35.1 for Chris Meek. He has increased his advantage in the overall standings. Callum Devine, he had the second fastest time, 6:39.5, and that means the difference between this year's leader and Callum Devine, the defending champion, is the Yaris has a 15.4 second advantage over the Skoda as they come to stage 10. Josh McAuliffe was just 0.2 of a second slower than Callum, 6:39.7 for Josh and Owen Tracy in the Fiesta over those 12.9 kilometres off Knockalla, and he remains 17 seconds adrift of Callum Devine. That's 17.5. And if we look at it and do the maths, it's 32.9 seconds now is the difference between Meek, the leader, and McAuliffe in third. This battle for fourth place is very, very interesting indeed. Just seconds in it. Philip Allen, now we'll go with 6 minutes. Okay, Philip Allen, 41.7. Josh Moffat, 41.6. Eddie Doherty, 43.9. And Cahan McCourt is 43.4. Nothing in it between those four crews. Allen remains in fourth position, some 22 seconds down in McIlrain. Josh Moffat, also in a Yaris. There's three Yarises now in the top five. 4.5 adrift of Allen. Moffat in fifth. Eddie Doherty in sixth, a further 14 back. And Cahan McCourt in seventh is just 3.4 back there in seventh position. A very, very intriguing battle there for fourth place today. Outside of the top seven, Michael Boyle and Declan Boyle in the Skoda Fabia. They remain the leading all Donegal crew. They're a further 22 adrift in eight. Myron Evans and Jerry Conway are ninth, and they are just 0.1 of a second behind Boyle. This was the times. The minute is six. The seconds are for Boyle. 43.9 for Murrayan, 42.9, and there's just 0.1 of a second in it between 8th and 9th. Desi Henry continues to wrap up the top 10 and just the second Ford in the top 10. Looking at the spread of cars, Ford have two in the top 10. As for the Skodas, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 Skodas in the top 10, and there's 5 places left. That means they are all Toyota GR Yaris's Rally 2. 3 of those, of course, are in the top 5. Kevin Eaves did take 2 seconds out of Desi Henry in that battle for 10th. Kevin Eaves now 4.1 adrift of Henry in 11th position. So I'm just going to refresh things here to see how things are going. Massive crowds, of course, are out on the stages today. Matthew Boyle, 6:49.9. Eamon Kelly, 13th overall, 6:49.8. There's just 3.3 seconds separating Matthew Boyle and Eamon Kelly for 12th place and 13th. They're having a big ding-dong. Ryan Loughran and Dale McGettigan, 14th, a further 2 seconds adrift as well. And rounding off the top 15 is Shane Quinn. He's still there. So he is in his Ford Fiesta. So that's the top 15 for you after Knockalla. What's going to happen now is the cars are working their way towards stage 10, which is the second run around Drumhalla. Again, there's massive crowds in there just on the outskirts of White Strand and Rathmullen. And by the way, if you want to see that moment that Chris Meek had the first time round Drumhalla, coming around the corner at the White Strand in fifth gear, he had a massive, massive moment. Go to Killian and the guys on the Pace Notes. They have the video clip there on their Facebook page, and it was a marvellous save by Chris Meek, to say the least. So that you can watch that on the Pace Notes Facebook page. It was a brilliant save by Chris Meek, which kept him in the rally. The tail of the car was out on the ditch, on the grass verge, so it was, and somehow he kept it on the road to stay in this rally and continues to lead in this rally again as he comes to another 13, almost 14 kilometres off Drumhalla to come. They're due here very, very shortly. There is, of course, a time delay. If I take a look at the time, they're due back here at 20 past 1, 17 minutes past 1. So we can add 30 minutes to that, and that will be the time that they will be arriving here. So they're due to start this stage in about 7 minutes' time at 1:47. But Meek leads the way. He's built up the advantage again. Back out now to the first time to 15.4 seconds over Callum Devine. Josh McAuley, the WRC star, continues to hold third as this race continues.